Today on First Cup, we've got quotes from Amelia Earhart. We're talking about riots. We're talking about staying safe if you're caught up in a riot. And I'm going to tell you a story about how I caused a riot.
Yeah.
Stick around. We roll in 15. Coffee time. Coffee time is my favorite time. 3, 2, 1. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. Today is Thursday. It's January 6th, 2022. My name is Jeremy, and this is my first cup of coffee. Good morning, Andy and Jenny and Daniel. And good morning and welcome to all of you, whether you're watching live, later, or perhaps listening. I appreciate you joining me here for my first cup. I've got the coffee is a language in itself Jackie Chan quote mug, still available at whistlekick.com. Speaking of which, I spent a bunch of time on whistlekick.com yesterday. Had to reach out to Shopify support. We use Shopify as the back end of whistlekick.com. And you ever work on something and you're like, I'm going to figure it out. And you put in way more time trying to figure it out yourself because of pride. And then eventually you give up. Now, usually when you do that and you reach out to the people who truly know what's going on, they fix it in seconds. This was not seconds. This was quite a few things. And I'm on chat with support. And the guy's, he's like, oh, this is way beyond me. And I was like, okay, I feel better now. And he reaches out to, you know, their higher level. And he's coming back and he's like, try this. I'm like, no, that's dumb. I was like, that's just a silly suggestion. I'm not doing that. Because you had the problem happen on your computer too. So clearly it's not on my computer. And he's like, oh, yeah. Good morning, Nathan. Good morning, Dennis. But ultimately we fixed it. And in the process, I learned something. Wow, crazy, right? And found more stuff that needed to be fixed. And it was really quick to fix it this time. So, yay. Good morning, Liz. All part of the effort to make whistlekick.com better, faster. And while we were waiting, I found some other things and made some other changes and updated whistlekick.com/family with something. And yeah, just chipping away, just trying to make it the best website it can be. I'm not going to say better than others, not the best in a category, just the best it can be, because it kind of defies a category, right? Like there's a store and there's content. And there's links to all the things that we do, and there's a ton of stuff. Andy says, awesome show from yesterday. Thank you, Andy. I really do appreciate that. We try. We really do. You know, Frank puts in a lot of work ahead of time. I put in work, really, the show. I don't put in much work ahead of time. Sometimes I look at what you guys leave me to talk about, questions and comments and things on the Facebook page. Like I did take a quick look yesterday and again this morning. You know, I don't spend much time doing it, but it does give me the opportunity to let things kind of digest. So I have an idea of what I want to say, because that's helpful. Today is Thursday, which means we have another episode of Martial Arts Radio. I'll tell you about that in a second. But let me tell you about my yesterday. Let me tell you about Wednesday. So Wednesday, this was a weird day. Why was it a weird day? It was a weird day because I got my work done in the morning, except I didn't quite finish all the financial stuff. There were some things that just were taking longer than normal. And then I had to get in the car and drive to a meeting with a client. And that meeting was fine. But my original plan had been to remain at Panera and do work there and just kind of finish out my day there. But that wasn't happening because I had to come back and do the financial stuff. So I did. I came back and I finished all the financials. And it was really cool. It was really nice to see that some money came into WhistleKick that wasn't quite expected, you know, between Patreon and the continued growth of Patreon. And you know, it's important to mention there was a one-time bump in Patreon because of a reason that I won't talk about. Good morning, Tommy, Brian, and Eric. Look at everybody joining us. Ooh. So Daniel says, oh, wow, WhistleKick.com is noticeably faster today. I did think it used to be a touch sluggish, but today it's like a different site. That's phenomenal. Daniel, I'm curious, when did you last go to it? And I'm curious if everyone else has the same experience. On the back end, so let me finish my story. So I came back, finished the financials, saw that some money had come in, and just wanted to remind everyone. Some people don't like doing recurring stuff. Patreon is set up to be recurring. You could always cancel. And we did have a large one-time contribution to Patreon. And I know the story behind it, but irrelevant. Thank you to the two of you. You know who you are. And you can make a donation, essentially, at whistlekickmartialartsradio.com, or you can do the Patreon side of it, or I don't know. There's always something. I appreciate all of you. I appreciate all of you who are helping us get there financially. Daniel says 3 or 4 weeks ago, maybe. Probably a couple of months since I really browsed, though. Okay. We did change the whole site a couple months ago. When was that? October, November? So I'll have to check. There's a speed score that Shopify gives us, and it's slowly been creeping up as we find the right changes to make. It's way too slow, but it's because we have a lot of stuff on there, a lot of pictures, because there's a lot of stuff to show pictures of. I feel like I lost track of what I was doing. Yes, it got much better then, but it's better today since then. Okay, cool. Awesome. Very happy to know that. Yay. This is what happens when you clean out old code that didn't need to be there, that you forgot was there. This is the biggest challenge with modern websites, is that it's so easy to add stuff, but it can be really challenging to compartmentalize what that stuff is. You know, oh, you add this thing, this extension, this app, and it wants you to add this line of code here. Well, when you remove the app, that code doesn't go away. And if you've had a website for a while, like when did we switch over to Shopify? A long time ago. Years. And we've had a bunch of stuff go in and out. And yeah, it's been troublesome. But if it's getting better, I'm really excited for that. Speaking of excited, one of the things that we feature over on whistlekick.com really heavily is the upcoming event, All In Weekend, last weekend of April. Now, today's episode is about All In Weekend, but it's not just about All In Weekend. And Andrew and I spent some time before we recorded really making sure that today wasn't a commercial. We didn't want today's episode to be a commercial because that's just not the way we do things, right? Like, we want them to be of value to as many people as possible. And if people aren't interested in coming to an event, or, you know, it's not in the cards for this year or whatever, they're not going to listen. Well, that right there is a deal breaker. So we talk about events, we talk about destination events, we talk about the concepts that led to All In Weekend and what it will be and why. And I think that if you are a martial artist in any capacity, you will find at least some value in what we talk about. Now, when we had originally laid this out in the roadmap, or at least when I had, it's like, yeah, we'll talk about it in early January, get through the holidays, and we'll use this as a bit of our promotion for the event, which had a cap of 40 people, and that does include Andrew and I. We're at 15. We have 15 slots left. Yes, we've sold that many. Wow. Awesome. So that is all to say, and I know a good chunk of you on here are already signed up. That's great. I'm really happy for you. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's going to be a great time. If you're not and you're thinking about it, please don't think too hard. One thing that a recent purchaser mentioned that they appreciated was that there is, it has nothing to do with us, but there's a payment processor that lets you pay in installments. It's $200. So if $200 isn't something you're going to swallow right away, you can split it up. The terms for that are on there. I don't know them because I don't control that part of it. But don't wait too long. It's going to sell out. And I'm already expecting that there are going to be people who will write to me in like mid-April, or maybe early April, and say, oh, but I really wanted to go. Well, you should have signed up 6 months ago. Daniel saying, really wish it was something I could come to. 1 year, the travel will be affordable. The $200 isn't the issue. Yeah. Traveling from the UK to here right now is a little rough. Traveling anywhere right now is rough for various reasons. But one of our longer term plans is let's crush this and then maybe we do them elsewhere. You know, that there's, I really believe Andrew and I are onto something with the concept here in the same, not that it is the same as free training day, because it's not. There's some overlap. That's my visual of a Venn diagram, putting hands over each other. There's some overlap conceptually, but it's a very, very different event. And I believe it will be even more powerful, even more transformational, even more valued by the attendees, but for different reasons. And as demand grows, we would be foolish not to have them elsewhere. Now, to be clear, there are two things that are, I think, important to mention about year one. And I don't know that we mentioned this in our non-commercial because we were trying to make it not a commercial. If you attend, you get first right of refusal for year two. Before we put it out there to everyone, you get to decide, am I going to come? Two, you are guaranteed the best price, regardless of any discount codes, any other promos we offer, we are guaranteeing that you'll get the best price if you sign up in that right of refusal window for year two. So, because, hey, if an event sells out, you should probably raise the price, right? Like that's a thing, that's our plan. We're gonna slowly march the price up, which gives us more options, more ability to do things and bring in special guests. And if you've looked at it, the food is like off the hook, but that's going to keep getting better every year too. And I just threw my phone on the floor. Yeah, Tommy, check it out. So Tommy says, I didn't know there was an installment plan that might make the difference for me. Awesome. Check it out. Let me know if you have any questions. And I think that's there for everything that you buy on whistlekick.com. I think you can... you can slice any of the payments because we've got Shopify Pay in there and I believe it'll let you split anything into four payments. There might be a minimum, but I don't know what it is. I'm pretty sure I've seen it on like sweatshirts and stuff. So it goes down, you know, in the $50, $60 range. As always, if you guys have questions on this stuff, let me know. Like I want you to have the stuff that we make if you want it and I will find a way. If I have to do something weird or different, I will find a way. One of my businessmen, one of the people I look up to in business has always said, do things that don't scale. If we were doing $100 million a year, there are plenty of things that we wouldn't be able to do, but we don't. So let's do things that we can do now that we can't do later to help us get there and everybody wins in the process. Yeah, and Daniel reminds us if paying by PayPal is an option, which it is, I make sure PayPal is on. PayPal credit is always an option. You know, here's a hint. I'm gonna take a very, very hard left and do a really quick bit of financial advice. It has nothing to do with anything. Okay. One, get yourself a bank that does unlimited bill pay that you can set up a recurring payment for. Two, take all of your monthly bills and split them in four and have your bank send 25% every week to that company. You end up with two extra payments in a year. So yeah, you modify that. You'll end up with a credit and you skip a couple of them at some point. But if you ever have a check to you bounce, it's going to be less impactful. If your direct deposit from your job is a day late, it's going to be less of an issue. and you can just kind of sit back and all your things automate. Now, I have had plenty of times where I use PayPal credit because it gives you 6 months with no interest. I've bought snow tires on there and just, I could have put it on my credit card and I could have taken the points and I could have carried it for a month or two, but I set it up on PayPal credit. I have a check mailed out weekly for roughly what's that? 5%? 5% of the amount per week. And I get free interest. Super easy. Have a great day, Andy. Awesome. Andy says, looking forward to the event. All right, let's bring it back. We've got plenty of stuff to talk about today. All right, I'm going to start with Josh's comments here, and then we're going to talk about riots and such. Josh says, two quotes attributed to Amelia Earhart. Everyone has oceans to fly. If they have the heart to do it, is it reckless? Maybe. But what do dreams know of boundaries? Don't do that. That's not going to work. That's a dumb idea. Everything I've ever done in my life that's been successful, people told me was dumb and stupid. When I took over the college TV station and had the most expensive student group on campus and literally no members, no programming, no shows whatsoever, I spent a week, I kicked everything off. We tried, I tried. I lived in the studio for a week. I slept on camera. And it was the launch of a show that became Jeremy Lesniak Live that had everyone of substance on campus on the show, despite being Sunday night from 8 to 10, including the president, all of the deans. They came into campus to sit on my show. We seeing a pattern here? When I started my IT company at 22 out of college, and everybody said, why are you putting this in this tiny little town? Your business model is ridiculous. This is never going to work. Go work for somebody else. You're too young. It's still operational. I sold it to my employees. Same idea with WhistleKick. If you believe in what you're doing, you just got to keep going. And if other people don't believe in it, it means that you're probably onto something that is ahead of its time. I've had plenty of other things that were ahead of their time. Subscription computer repair. I did that before anybody else. Didn't work because it was too early. Nobody wanted to do it. Anyway, next quote. Courage is the price that life exacts for granting peace. Ooh. Josh, that's you. That's great. Courage is the price that life exacts for granting peace. You have to dare to live a peaceful life. I love that. That's awesome. Got any feedback to those? Oh. Okay, so Dennis says, wow, the website is blazing fast today. I was last in on New Year's Eve and see the difference. That's awesome. I'm so thankful. Yay! You know why it's important? One, it's the experience. But two, for those of you who want to nerd out on businessy website things for a moment, one of the calculations that Google and suspectedly other search engines use to determine search rank is speed of the website. We don't know the details on that, but we do know that a faster website ranks better. So if it's faster, maybe it's better. Hooray. All right. So it is January 6th, and a year ago, some stuff happened in Washington, D.C. Now, Frank says today marks the first anniversary of that. These are Frank's words. I will not discuss the politics of that day, but I thought it would be a good idea to discuss what to do in the event of civil unrest. Our martial arts training clearly teaches us to avoid going to dumb places with dumb people and doing dumb things. And as an aside, if you follow that mantra, you're going to avoid 99% of problems. But if you unexpectedly find yourself in a civil unrest situation, here's some information from World Nomads, a travel insurance company. How to survive a protest. And I agree with most of what they're saying here. So I'm going to read through this. I might make some modifications on the fly. And when we're done, I'm going to tell you about the riot that I started and why that information is valuable and what to do with it. If you find yourself caught up in a protest or riot, keep to the edge of the crowd where it is safest. I agree. Try not to be identified as one of the demonstrators by keeping well away from the leaders or agitators. I also agree. At the first opportunity, break away and seek refuge in a nearby building or find a suitable doorway or alley and stay there until the crowd passes. Unless that nearby building is being looted or about to be looted or selling high-end things that are targets for looting. Although a building that could be looted but is not currently being looted would be better than being in the middle of a throng of people. Ooh, might be the first time I ever used the word throng in conversation. When leaving the fringe of the demonstration, just walk away. Don't run, as this will draw attention to you. Correct. Unless you have to run because things are unsafe, like stuff's getting thrown or shot. In the event that you are arrested by the police or military, do not resist. Go along peacefully and contact your embassy as well as your travel insurance provider. If it gets to the point where you're getting arrested, you missed the boat. You violated the going to dumb places and doing dumb things with dumb people rule. If you were caught up in the crowd, stay clear of glass shop fronts. Yes. Stay on your feet, move with the flow. Yes. If you were swept along in the crush, create a space for yourself by grasping your wrists, embracing your elbows away from your sides. If you can see me kind of doing this, I don't know how to describe it other than that. If pushed to the ground, try to get against a wall and roll yourself into a tight ball and cover your head with your hands until the crowd passes. I'll agree with that. Remember to keep calm. The crowd should sweep past in a short space of time. It depends on how big the crowd is. If shooting breaks out, drop to the ground and cover your head and neck and lie as flat as you can. And then, I don't know if this is Gabe or Jenny. Frank, that's some good advice. Thanks. A friend of mine told me this story about how he got caught in a demonstration slash riot as he was trying to cross the street one day. He got shot in the leg with a beanbag round and went down hard. Thankfully, he was able to get away without further incident, but that event really rattled him. Okay. So, as Frank said, we're not going to cover the politics of what happened today, but it is on people's minds, and I think it's important that we connect the martial arts dot with the topical dot. Okay. Big groups of people rarely form accidentally, but they can. And the most dangerous element to a large group of people, especially if they form unintentionally, is when they are leaderless. If you attend a rally or a concert, think about a concert. There are concerts that have tens of thousands of people. Chaos, mass chaos, rarely breaks out because there is a designated front of the group. There is a leader to the group, i.e. the band on stage or the speaker. And if things start to get awry, you will usually have the person with the microphone say something. They are, controlling the group. Are there exceptions? Yes. But this is generally what happens. Wow. Tommy says, beanbag rounds hurt. Okay. There's a story behind that one. And Stacy says, I got arrested at a sit-in. No chance of violence in that crowd. We danced with the policeman who zip-tied our wrists after he brought us out. That's awesome. I like that story. Now, here's the counterexample. I was 17. I just finished my junior year of high school, and I attended mock government. In Maine, we called it Boys State. It was a week-long event. It was interesting. It was somewhat fun. I believe we were using old school political party designations. I believe we were split into Whigs and Tories, but don't quote me on that. There were two arbitrary splits. There were some third parties that formed, you know, just none of that really matters. Other than there was a Congress that happened of each different meetings, you know, to talk about platform and things. You know, Whigs are in one spot and the Tories are in the other. And whichever group I was in, we finished ours early. And so we all go outside and we're standing there and we're early. So we were ahead of time for our meal. We couldn't go to the dining hall and we're all just kind of milling about. And we knew where the other group was. And no one was saying, they're just kind of chatting, just standing there. I thought I was being funny. And I said, let's go get the Tory. I just kind of yelled it up loud. Now this is 100 people, 150 people, maybe 200. Everybody just started marching. It took that one phrase because there was a vacuum. No one had control. There were no adults there to head us off. And as we got there and we got closer, someone started chanting. And people started getting really riled up. And some of the adults, the whatever, the people keeping us on track came out. One of the kids got in a fight with one of them and thrown out, and it was chaotic. And nobody got really hurt, so I'm appreciative of the lesson. That's all it took. I wasn't trying to incite violence. I wasn't trying to create problems. I envisioned the group marching up and, I don't know, singing or being annoying. I didn't even expect people to listen. Now remember, at 17, I was pretty much the nerdiest kid in my high school. Nobody listened to me. If this had been a group of people that knew me, it wouldn't have happened. But nobody had a better idea. There was nobody that was in control. And that vacuum of control, that vacuum of purpose, makes it really, really easy for people to take over. Daniel says, as a random takeaway from that, I now know how old a high school junior is. Americans are incapable of talking about how old they were. It's always, oh, I was a freshman. I'm glad that was helpful. And Tommy says, but hey, you were 17. Yeah. Now extend that to other things, rallies. How do most rallies start today? Somebody puts an event on social media. They create a Facebook event and meet here at this time. And quite often, I shouldn't say that, at least sometimes, those rallies are put together by people who really don't know how to organize an event. If you've ever organized an event, you know it's not easy. So they put together this event that they assume is just going to require people showing up and they need to stand up on a I don't know, a table, a chair, and shout, and that's all we need. Well, what happens when too many people show up and the back can't hear the front? They crowd closer. It creates chaos. People are frustrated. They're angry. They're, hey, leave me alone. I can't. You're hurting me. And the person in the front standing on the chair doesn't have the crowd control skill or the volume of a microphone or a megaphone to keep that pushed down, and they lose control, because they barely had any control to start with. And now the group is autonomous and looking for a leader. And the first person to speak up with something that sounds authoritative now has control of the group. That person being authoritative isn't necessarily a good person. They may not be there for the right reason, or they may see an opportunity. Daniel gives the example, the Storm Area 51 Facebook event. It's a perfect example of anybody can create an event. And Stacy's reminding me, I've forgotten about this. We had a rally 4 years ago on the at the Vermont Capitol that was so big, people couldn't get off the highway. This was huge. I definitely didn't go because I don't go to things like that. That's where problems happen. Problems occur at political rallies. People get heated. And in the modern climate, counter protests, counter rallies occur. I'm not going to tell you not to go. I'm going to tell you I am never going to go. If you want to help a situation, I don't think that is the best way to do it. Kelly says, the night before free training day, I was standing with five of my students waiting across the road, and a car of teenage boys drove by and asked if we were protesting something. Age range of our group was 70 to 7 years old. Apparently, we looked like trouble. That's funny. Stacy was at that Montpelier rally doing photography for it. Tommy says, done a lot of crowd control work, kind of sucks, but needed, and pros are best. Yeah. So, the other piece I just want to tack on, and we should probably talk about this, but I need to be careful how I talk about this. We had some rough stuff happen over the last few years. I think this coming year has some rougher stuff coming. I'm going to encourage you to take a look at, you know, what we just talked about and extend that forward. Are these the type of, you know, if you're planning on going somewhere, could this devolve into the type of situation that I don't want to be in? Most of us have an attitude towards safety and prevention and vigilance right now. And that applies to everything. I was at the grocery store yesterday and needed to grab some turkey bacon. Most bacon is $10 a pound, a package right now. Well, the turkey bacon wasn't, so I bought what was left. 5 packs, that was it. The brand I normally get was sold out, so I got a different brand. There's no cream cheese on the shelves. There are plenty of things that are just gone. There were no bananas, no ripe bananas anyway. I just want you all to be thoughtful and cautious. If you have specific questions, message me and we can talk about them. I don't want to go further than that publicly because I don't want to rile people up. I don't want to scare people. But I am anxious with what may come in 2022. Tommy agrees. And Stacy says, orange juice and cat food are gone. Interesting. All right. I'm going to go. I didn't even finish telling you about my day yesterday, but that's okay. Tomorrow's Friday. Yay! Leave me some stuff to talk about. If you haven't already, make sure, please, pick up a copy. 12 Months to Health. If you want to support us, you can join Patreon, patreon.com/whistlekick, whistlekick.com, use the code FIRSTCUP15, or of course, whistlekick.com/family for the entire list of all the things that we have, the discounts, and some fun behind-the-scenes stuff that we are changing up weekly. Questions and comments for the show at facebook.com/FIRSTCUP with Jeremy. If you don't do Facebook, email me, jeremy@whistlekick.com. And remember, we do the show live every weekday, 6:30 a.m. U.S., Eastern time, and I hope to see some of you more, most of you, more of you, I don't know, tomorrow. Wow. Yep, I think we are all in agreement that there are rough patches ahead. I think my final advice is plan for the things you can. And just try to accept, relax for the others. Take care, everybody. See you tomorrow. Peace.